Tell his coming. Angels proclaim his arrival. Shepherds come in wonder. Wise men bow in worship. For unto us this day in the city of David is born a Savior, Christ the Lord. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
In the bleak midwinter,
the Lord of heaven himself will provide this miraculous sign. A virgin will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Yes, this child has been born to us, but more than that, God's own Son has been given to us. He will govern the kingdoms of this world. His subjects will call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His reign will be endless. His peace cannot be broken. His justice and righteousness will flow from David's throne, from that time on and forevermore. For the Lord himself will make it so.
Thank you.
Blessed Savior, Son of God, though everything was created through you, on this night, you pour yourself into your creation. You incarnate yourself, taking on flesh and blood, becoming not just a man, not just a child, but a baby, born to a poor young mother and her fiancé, miles from home, at the mercy of strangers, under the very stars your hands have made. It is every day that a baby is born. So what makes this child so different? Jesus is not just Mary's baby. He's God's Son. He was not just visited by shepherds. He is the great shepherd who will lay down his life for his flock. He will not just receive the gifts of wise men who seek him. He is the gift, sent from the Lord on high, to seek and save the lost. Christmas changes everything. Respond in awe, wonder, and joy. But most of all, we respond in worship. For the one who made the world has come to redeem the world. Our Creator has become our Savior. And one day, you will come again, not as a humble baby, but as the glorious King, at whose name every knee will bow. And every tongue confess lordship. Alleluia, for Christ has come.
And worship Him. Shepherds.